Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss the latest surrounding the district's budget, which the board will begin working on next week.
Well, Greg, at this week's Pella School Board meeting, a lot of discussion centering around the district's self-insurance policy. You had an opportunity to discuss this fairly recently at another board meeting, but some more numbers coming in that show some significant cost savings to the district. First of all, what has the self-insurance program just meant overall to the program here, considering the low budget numbers that you've been getting from the state and the fact that many districts are making budget cuts right now and having a lot of trouble with healthcare?
Each year when we look at our budget, of course, and we think about what kinds of cost of living increases and so on we want to give our teachers and staff, we always have projected kind of a total package number of how much does the benefits cost, which of course are the big one, is health insurance, and how much does the salary, those types of things cost. And so our health insurance self-funded program has been going very well. We have actually reached our goal for our fund in our self-insurance program. And so now it's just kind of maintaining that goal is our idea. And so we are actually going to take and reduce premiums for next year 5%. So that will be a savings both for our people that are on single insurance and our people that are on family insurance. So people will actually see some availability for new dollars because of that. And then, of course, that as we figure the total percent increase that our teachers and our staff will get next year, that will be obviously a benefit because any of the money that we put into the system will be on their actual salary numbers as opposed to going towards the benefit number. Because a lot of people, of course, utilize our health insurance, so we've had really good usage. We've had literally 45% of our teachers, of our employees, use almost no insurance, don't even file a claim. And so we have a very, very healthy staff, which we're thankful for. And so those types of things have helped us and our benefit. Now, you always are going to have a few catastrophic things that happened, a few really tough things. But in the end, we're just thankful that our insurance is going the way it's going.
And that, of course, helps when it comes to the budget. And that's really the discussion the school board will have over the next couple meetings, is certifying that budget and looking ahead to what the next year looks like. And when you see that big savings in one area, obviously the state supplemental aid has not been able to cover the year-to-year rolling of the books. What is the status of the Pella budget heading into this next fiscal year and the types of discussions the board will have to have coming up for fiscal year 2019?
Our plan is to keep the tax rate flat, to keep it the same, the rate exactly the same as it was this last year. So that's our overall goal. And then when we think about actually our spending side of the budget and what that looks like, we are going to do some squeezing where we can for next year. And then next year's budget, we do believe, is going to be very manageable, close to balanced. But it's really that fiscal year after next that we're mostly concerned about, because these multiple years of additional state money, that when we string those together, it really puts a squeeze on our budget. And we have some built-in costs that just happen because of the way we pay staff and pay teachers and some different things that we want to do with them and keep doing with them. We really have some built-in things that just create some additional revenue needs every year. And so if the state keeps giving us real low numbers like 1%, it just creates basically a need for us to readjust how many staff members we have. We can find some savings in other places, and we'll look for those, certainly in non-personnel savings. But we will have to do some savings, certainly with a reduction of staff in a couple years. So we know that's coming. That's kind of looming. You know, we aren't obsessed about it at this point in time, because what we're trying to do is just take incremental moves right now to reduce some budget things that people really won't even notice, but certainly will help us. And then in a year from now, we'll be planning for the fiscal year 2020 school year, and that's the year where I'm afraid we're going to have to reduce some significant staff to make our budget balance.
Well, and this reduction of staff comes after, just in 2015, you had to essentially introduce an early retirement program, which essentially solved your staffing problem then. That won't be available, as I understand, at least in that size and scope, coming up in potential budget discussions over the next few years.
we had several staff members that were, of course, eligible to take retirement. There's no pressure on people. They don't have to retire. There's no forced retirements. There's nothing like that that goes on. But what we do is just offer a program that might enhance their retirement, make it something that they might be interested in, and then helps us decide whether we're going to replace those staff members or replace, obviously, with a lower-cost staff member. And so we were able to do that in 2015 successfully. We're just going to not have as many people eligible this next time around. We have two-thirds of our staff that are fairly young, not even eligible for retirement. You actually have to be at least 55 years old to be eligible for the policy. So there's some staff members that'll be eligible, but it'll be just be a handful, maybe 10 to 12, something in that range that'll even be eligible for that. And so we'll see where that goes, what happens. We may have to offer something again, but it's certainly not going to just fix our total budget problem.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.